Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our appearance, our appearance, our appearance.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed.
Good evening, everyone. We are here this evening for another dynamic Let's Talk Truth radio broadcast. And we are so excited to be here and to share with you different topics that we feel will feed our minds and also allow us to start thinking about ourselves and where we are and what we're doing about our lives. Today, we're here in our studio, and we're going to thank our guests for coming in. We've got Shannon, we've got Louise, and we've got Mr. Motivator who stopped by. And I thank him so very much that he comes by at all times. And in fact, both of these ladies are here to support us at all times. Today, we're going to talk about, is true happiness beyond our reach? Is true happiness beyond our reach? Now, what I want to say is, I say at the top of every broadcast, I am not here to preach to you. I'm sure you all have your various pastors, preachers, teachers in your life to really set your lives on the right path. But we're called Let's Talk Truth. So in order to bring a close to every one of our topics, we have to do what? Talk truth. And if we're to talk truth, we have to include the Word of God. So please don't take it as I'm trying to be self-righteous or anything to that effect. We're just going to make sure we try to line our topics up and our solutions with the Word of God. And that's what's going to make it prosperous for us. So today we're talking about, is true happiness beyond our reach? So we're talking about, do we live our lives daily and experience true happiness? Just ask yourself that question and think about, when was the last time I was really happy? And also, do we know what happiness really is? And should we expect to be happy every day of our lives? So we're going to examine that idea of true happiness, if it's beyond our reach, and whether happiness and joy walks hand in hand. So I'm going to approach my panel here. First off, I'm going to ask them a question. What do you feel true happiness is? And does happiness and joy walk hand in hand? Are they synonymous?
I would say that in some ways it is synonymous.
Okay.
Because when you're happy, you know, the joy will come, you know. Because happiness comes in a lot of different forms, and it just depends on what you're looking for. Because, you know, for a lot, happiness means a lot of different things to different people.
Okay.
Now, some people, they may consider being happy if they, you know, got a big, they got a nice home, a big car, and then there's other people might feel like they're happy as long as they are being, feeling like they're being needed.
Okay.
They have that need to be felt needed.
Okay, Louise, that's your point on it. Mr. Motivator, you motivate people for a living. What do you think true happiness is, and do you think happiness and joy walk hand in hand with each other?
Yes, they do. Because when you are truly happy, you are able to enjoy your life. And when you can enjoy your life, you will experience joy and fulfillment. And I believe that there are a lot of people out here, there are a lot of people in the world that are not experiencing true happiness because they haven't crossed that plateau where they feel fulfilled or they're achieving their endeavors and accomplishments. They're experiencing love in their life, to love and to be loved. There are different variations of happiness, but happiness is an expression of what we feel about ourselves and those that are around us.
Okay. Shannon, you want to stab at this?
Yes, but in my opinion, I don't think happiness and joy are supposed to be synonymous, but a lot of times they aren't. Because you cannot have joy and be a joyful person all the way around, but there are moments that can make you happy for the moment.
Okay.
Like there are things that can happen that make you happy for the moment, but after that moment's over, it's not fair still.
Okay, so is that true happiness? Does true happiness last, or is it a hit and quit type thing?
I believe you mentioned the key word, true happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference between true happiness and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You can experience happiness at your birthday party, okay? True happiness is long-lasting.
Okay.
And happiness is something that can happen, as Shannon said, at any point in time in your life. It could be a particular event.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice on TV, when those young men get in front of a live audience, get in front of the football field, or announce, "Barbara, would you be my wife?" That woman experiences happiness,
mm-hmm,
for that moment to be acknowledged in front of the world by someone that loves her and they propose to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's a short happiness.
Okay. Now, since I'm the host of this show,
mm-hmm,
I took it upon myself to get Webster's definition,
okay,
of happiness and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Webster, they're synonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness and joy are one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we mislabel happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness is not a moment. I don't think happiness can come one moment and you say it the next. One moment you say it the next. Because the definition for happiness is contentment.
Mm-hmm.
Contentment. And if we're talking about being content, then we're content more than 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible teaches us that we should be content in whatever state we find ourselves in,
mm-hmm,
because we're looking, and hope is moving us to higher and higher planes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this, and let me share this with you, because this is something that I truly believe. In order for us to experience true happiness, I believe the first thing you've got to know about yourself is you got to know your purpose. If you don't know your purpose, you'll never be able to be content, because whatever state you're in, and say you're in a bad place right now, but you're content there if you know your purpose, because you know that's not your end.
Mm.
See, a lot of people feel that if you're in a place, that's as far as they can go. But in reality, we have to understand that contentment is something that's satisfying.
Mm.
We're satisfied where we are. We're joyful where we are. And then you have to be happy and joyful in order to be content, because what does the scripture say? The joy of the Lord is what?
My strength.
This is where we get our power from. It's from our ability to be happy and joyous. Now, I'm learning something every day about who can give you happiness. Who can make you happy?
Yourself.
You have to make yourself happy. Mm-hmm. So, in order to make yourself happy, we can get vexed. I get vexed all the time, if we can use that word, vexed,
mm-hmm.
because it seems like what you want to do, the people that are around you have no idea how much they sit on it. You know what I'm saying? So that makes you vexed in a sense. Now, does that mean you're not content?
No.
And what do you do when something continues to vex you? How do you bring happiness out of vexation? Have y'all thought about that?
I thought about that, and I thought about a quote that Abraham Lincoln made.
Mm-hmm.
In a book I was reading, there was a statement that Abraham Lincoln made, and he said, a man is about as happy as he makes up his mind to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right then, something dumb. It hit me. There are people that are not going to experience happiness because in their mind, they've made up, in their mind, they've made a decision. There is no happiness.
Mm-hmm.
This is a sad world. Nothing good will ever happen in my life because it's not supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Most of the time when our joy and our peace is disturbed,
yes.
It's disturbed by someone else.
Yes.
How do you weed out or move past those people that come into your life to steal your peace? Because if they steal your peace, then you're not content anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're not happy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you avoid allowing somebody to steal your peace?
How do you avoid a bully that comes in your life to make things hard for you, to tear things down? I believe that we have to confront issues that we deal with. There are a lot of people who deal with denial.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than confront what's really there and face the situation or the issue, we turn around the other way. I think about there were people that I worked with on one of my jobs. And these men, I was listening to them in the evening complain, talk about how they dreaded going home. I'm going to stop off somewhere. I hate to go home. My wife, she's going to be there, and I really don't want to talk with her. And we had something that came up the other night, and I dread going home.
No, okay. So hold your thought there just for a moment.
Yes.
Now, we're talking about happiness.
Mm-hmm.
How can, what is he going to do about his wife at home? What would a man do? You know what I'm saying? If he can't be happy at home and have joy, what's he going to do about that situation? Do they...
Most people don't do anything about
that. No, but we're asking what should be done.
If he wants to experience, like you say,
yes,
true
if he
happiness.
Wants to experience true happiness, what do you do in a case
change
like this?
Move around.
How do you move around?
Maybe that ain't your wife.
But nobody can be that cold-hearted and calculated. Because when the heart is in something, that's hard for you to just move around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's true.
You can't. You have families. You have children.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
can't just move around.
Yeah,
so what
do
you do?
They're going to use the closest thing to you to continue
to take away your happiness.
Your happiness. There are people in relationships, and you know that
mm-hmm.
they use children as a pawn
to torture or to harm each other.
Yes.
And it's sad.
That's a horrible thing. But mm-hmm. you can't avoid your wife in a situation where if someone is causing you grief
mm-hmm.
or whatever the case may be, you can't avoid them. Like, but marriage is something different because you knew who that person was when you married them.
Mm-hmm. But my thing over there.
Like he asked, how can you avoid a bullet? Easy. Don't go where the bullies go. And if somebody bullies you, learn how to stand up for yourself. It's just like we put ourselves in situations a lot of times, and then we expect everybody to be empathetic. Oh, well, you kind of knew this at first. So I think we make too many excuses.
Okay, and I value your point right there. But we're talking about when, I believe we're talking about affairs of the heart.
Yes, yes.
Affairs of the heart. You can't wipe a person out of your heart like you can tell the some annoying person that rings your doorbell, you know, I don't want to be bothered to go away. Affairs of the heart's not that easy.
No.
So how do you move past the affairs of the heart and bring happiness into your life since we are the ones responsible for our own happiness?
That's a little difficult. It takes time. You know, like, when it comes to affairs of the heart, anything, time heals all wounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything leaves a mark, so you have to remember that everything you go through leaves a mark, whether good or bad. But when it comes to affairs of the heart, a lot of times, we as humans, we take Christ out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And we get complacent with becoming miserable because we don't believe in nothing else. So you don't really have that joy that everybody thinks you're supposed to have because life has thrown you a bunch of scenarios where there has been no need for joy. Like there has been no, you know, you don't believe it exists because you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can feel the presence of the Lord, but if you can't feel joy, you're not going to believe that it's really there. And that's what happens to a lot of people. They don't believe that, okay, there is a chance for me. This can happen for me. They don't believe that.
Mm-hmm. And now, what we're talking about is true happiness beyond our reach.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to stop and really assess. Every individual has to stop and examine and assess where you are and what you're involved in, because one essential standard for living
mm-hmm.
is being able to be happy.
Yes.
That's essential. Now, are we walking like that all the time?
No.
No. What's the perfect example of finding someone who's not happy?
Oh, well, example. Like, say, for example, you go out and you spend a bunch of money trying to keep up with the Joneses, for example. And it's always this point where you think your stuff is you're gonna get something better than the next person gets. Then you just have to keep going on and on.
Spending money and just doing
all this stuff because, you know.
And at the end of the day, you're still miserable.
You're still miserable, and that's what you see. You see that with a lot of your people with great wealth, for example. You would think these people got all this money, they should be happy. You know, they shouldn't have the problems that
I don't understand it. I don't understand that either.
But I see that
I don't
day.
Understand it.
I see We're, people commit. Okay, I see this all the time on the news. I read the newspapers. People that
commit suicide,
and they live in multi-million dollar homes. And I'll be like, these people, they making all this money.
Because people think that money brings you happiness.
Yeah. Listen,
the majority of poor folks think money makes you happy because bills.
They don't have it.
Because bills make you frustrated. You know, the majority of people now, their problem is finance. That's the main biggest problem people have when they have problems with finance. But there are bigger problems than that. Once you have that cleared up, your financial situation cleared up, it sheds light to other things. That's like, you know, if I have a broken toe and I get stuck in the leg with something, it's not going to hurt as bad me being stuck in the leg because my toe is throbbing. But when I fix my toe, I'm going to feel that.
Yeah.
So that's what people fail to realize. Money doesn't solve everything. You know what?
Right.
You know, we have all forgotten how to be human with one another. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing wrong. People don't hug anymore.
No,
people don't tell about I love you no more. Mm-hmm. People don't go out of their way to do little things. And everybody, like they say, Lord, Lord, don't mean it. Everybody that's in your face don't mean they love you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have forgotten how to treat one another.
Mm-hmm.
We think that we're supposed to have it our way. Everybody has a hidden agenda. You know, that's why, because you are human. God put us into fellowship, not only with him, but one another.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a natural human need for companionship, affection. Even the hardcore people who are not very affectionate and things like that, every now and then they even have to have some affection. But we don't, people are lacking those things, and it makes you a hermit a little bit. It makes you a little bit of a naysayer, because you feel like, what's not happening for me, so it ain't out there.
Exactly. Now, one thing that can truly pinpoint where there is no happiness is attitude.
Yes.
You find a person that's in a bad mood every day, all day. You hate to be around some of these people because their attitudes stink.
Mm-hmm.
Those are people who are unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
They have no happiness.
Mm-hmm.
They have no joy in their lives. And I just stated a moment ago, an essential standard for living is the ability to be happy. But you can look at a person's attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a young lady on yesterday. She's pregnant,
mm-hmm.
Very early stages of pregnancy, and she's just unhappy. You can see it from her face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can, they say it's funny how you feel shows on your face.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at her face and tell she is the most miserable person in the world. And I told her, I said, sweetheart, if you don't do something, your baby is going to come here feeling just what you're feeling. I said, it's not going to be a happy baby. And that's something we put on our children.
That's true.
If we haven't reached a place of contentment, how can we guide someone else to a place of contentment? So we need to be careful about what we allow to come up in our lives, because if you're not happy, how can you produce something that's happy? You cannot do it.
Okay.
You cannot. And that's why I said earlier, the main thing that we have to know in order for us to be contented, to say we are experiencing happiness and joy, is to know your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
What did God put you here for? You may not be on the street you're supposed to be on, but you're walking in that direction. So there should be joy just in the hope
mm-hmm.
that you have of going forth in your lifetime. And I found that you have to also learn how to take a deep breath, swallow, and allow some people to be moved from your life. It may not make you feel good, because no one likes to lose. You don't like to lose a friend. You don't like to lose someone you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if that person that you know is never going to be, you know, lift you up, or never going to push you up, or
mm-hmm.
y'all can't be on one accord at some time,
mm-hmm.
it becomes frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
So where's your happiness? Gone. It is absolutely gone.
But I want to ask you, don't you think that it's vital for us to at least talk to that individual to see if we can, there can be a resolve, to see if we can kind of come together, and then if that doesn't work, then move on to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I figured that everything, you have to work for a resolution, because you just can't write people out of your life without attempting some form of resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you have to be able to understand, to be truly happy, you have to be able to understand that everything is good within your own life, and that you're able to be happy with the people that are in your life.
Yes.
And the people that influence how you live on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need. You need to know that the people in your life, they're there. You're on one accord with those people, and they are definitely how they influence you. Because some people that influence you, the influence around you is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bringing forth joy, contentment, or anything in that nature.
In most scenarios, it doesn't.
That's right.
Our relationships, most relationships, no matter if it's an intimate relationship or whatever, it's always one-sided.
That's right. Well, it shouldn't be, though.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
But I don't think it's always one-sided, because I think that if we one-sided relationships mean that we've gone in and picked that relationship without the assistance of Christ.
Which most of us have.
But
mm-hmm.
when we encompass Christ in everything, we're going to have the right connection. Everything we need is going to be right there for us.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah.
So we got to get that. And also we have to understand that happiness is all of the good that someone experiences combined into one emotion.
Mm.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
All of the good that you're experiencing in one emotion, that's happiness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's joy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we have to understand. And it's the emotion that comes from us.
Mm-hmm.
And your happiness and the emotion that it generates, it brings out the best in you.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
You can do a lot of things. You get strength that you didn't even know you have when you experience happiness and joy. Don't you?
Yes.
I mean, you're able to communicate. You're able to sing and jump and shout. And where there's no happiness, there's normally a state of depression.
Mm-hmm.
A state of depression. People
yes.
become depressed
mm-hmm.
when they're void of joy.
Yes.
Depressed. So if you're seeing yourself spiraling out of control into a state of depression, aren't you going to stop and look around you and see what's causing you to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
It would be good if we could just control everything. And I think that's why people that are in control want to stay
mm-hmm.
in control.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good thing to have people that's in control of everything. They call them control freaks. But
yes.
a control freak is very seldom unhappy because they control everything that affects them,
right.
Which is not a good balance. You know, no one wants to do that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so when we talk about true happiness, those are the things that we have to base our information on,
mm-hmm.
how everything is going to work. Now, let me ask you, hard times,
mm-hmm.
people are going through hard times.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about happiness?
You can be happy going through hard times.
Why? How can you?
God's
help. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go through something that's so bad, you're going to strive to do what?
Better.
Make it better.
Yes.
Make it better. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of us, we're unhappy and we're content with being unhappy. But the contentment should only come when we're in a state of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And why is that? Because I know that what I'm in is not going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
People, I believe, who commit suicide, they don't realize that state that they're in is not a forever state.
Temporary.
It's temporary.
Yes.
And it's temporary, but they don't realize it, so they try to come out of it any way they can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a horrible thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so horrible when we're doing stuff. So if you look at the experiences we have to learn how to get the good out of everything that we are involved in.
Mm-hmm.
it's good in everything we do. Something may knock you down, but I promise you, it's going to lift you back up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this. There's a scripture in the Bible that's one of my favorites, Romans 8:28. Says, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to those that's called according to his purpose. Now, that right there will let you know your state of contentment or your happiness or your joy is going to be challenged.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But whatever challenges it, what's going to happen to it?
It just makes it strong.
It's going to benefit you somewhere down the line. At
mm-hmm.
the end of the day, it's
yeah.
just like God is going to take all of that, put it in a big old ball, and make it for something. Here, I made you this bouquet of roses, but it's something that's going to benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need to wake up in the morning, strive to be happy. And if we feel like we're in a state of depression, don't come around me. I used to have a school that to sixth grade. And one of the things that when I was hiring teachers, one thing that I made it clear
mm-hmm.
with the teacher, do not come to school in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
If Ray Ray slapped you around last night, call in.
Wow.
If you cannot bring joy
mm-hmm.
in front of those students,
mm-hmm.
don't come in.
Yes.
Because it's not fair for you to bring your unhappy moments into an innocent child's life, and then that they capture that during the day. And
mm-hmm.
you only need one depressed state, and guess what? It's all over the place.
Yes.
It jumps from place to place. So that was the one thing that I made sure that the teachers knew. Do not come to school if you're in a bad mood. I'd rather you stay home and let somebody else substitute for you, or rather than come in and make somebody else's life miserable. Now, let me ask you this. Have any of you, being honest, have any of you ever been used to bring down another person's point of joy?
What do you mean? Like, have we been the catalyst for someone being?
Yes.
I think we all have. Because someone may have come to you with something that in church they call it gossip, and maybe you took it to somebody and you really didn't think about what you were doing until it was too late, and you realized that you contributed to their demise, or contributed to them breaking up with their relationship or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't even care. They don't. So if something happens or whatever, you know, somebody, I know me, if someone makes me mad enough, I'm mad at everybody. So everybody better leave me alone. Because somebody don't, if you've ever done something to me, and if someone else has made me mad, and I'm in this state right there,
mm-hmm.
and someone who comes along who hasn't done anything to me right then, but you've done something before,
mm-hmm.
I'm start thinking about what you did. So please.
But is that the right thing to do?
I never said it was the right thing.
But then that if we are aware that we have these quirks,
mm-hmm. that's why I get.
We need to start working on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I promise you, you're not going to be able to stay to yourself, because no man is an island. You
mm-hmm.
can't stay by yourself without eventually affecting someone else's life.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is God's ultimate decision-making as far as where we're concerned. He is concerned about how we make other people feel.
Well, there was a pastor that said one time, he said, there's no perfect marriage. He said, do y'all know why? And we said, why? Because you're not perfect, and neither is your mate. We all have to work on improving ourselves on a daily basis, and that's how we become happier with each other.
Mm-hmm.
By working on our weaknesses instead of being the one that points the finger at
mm-hmm.
everybody, and you never look look at the fact that you have things you have to overcome as well.
Exactly. And that takes us back to the word L-O-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you love, first of all, yourself,
mm-hmm.
you've got to love yourself.
Yeah.
And it's too much energy lost for you to sit and know that there is something wrong with you and refuse to work on it.
Yeah.
How much you don't love yourself.
Mm. Do you remember that song, Love Don't Live Here Anymore,
mm-hmm.
years ago? I think it's a sad place where there is a relationship and there is no love that resides. And you can meet those individuals and
mm-hmm.
come around them, but you know what? You won't want to stay long.
That's right. You can feel yeah. that energy. You can feel that void pocket.
Yes.
That there is no happiness. And frankly, I don't know what day I will leave this earth, but I don't want to leave this earth and never experience true happiness. Never.
Yes.
And we have to, a lot of times, the thing that keeps us from experiencing happiness
mm-hmm.
is the selfishness of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're so selfish. We're so self-centered. If I can't be happy, I'm going to make sure you're not happy. That's horrible.
It is.
But not all of, a lot of people think that way. But I don't believe the majority of the people think that way. You have to be a cold, calculating person to think like that.
Well, like we've talked about this before, there are some people that are so vindictive.
Mm-hmm.
They go after they go for the jugular, and they want to cut every light out in the person's life that they're close to or they were close to. They want to make sure that they're miserable. You're gonna have that car to yourself. I'll have this car. We're gonna divide everything else up in here in our home,
mm-hmm.
and you stay on your end. I'll stay on my end, and we are not gonna say anything. We're not gonna communicate to each other. And you don't look at me, but we're gonna just ride this wave because we got friends that may be looking at us. So
we're just going to exist.
Yeah, and make each other miserable.
You know, I don't know how much of you are on this panel have experienced true happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Only you can answer that. But I will say this, and not only do I challenge this panel, but I challenge any of you listeners to do something. Make a conscious decision to make the other person happy
mm-hmm.
at all costs. And you will find that at the end of the day, that has been reciprocated. It will come back on you at the end of the day. And that's how it works. That's the only way it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give all that you have to the other person.
Mm-hmm. And
just make a conscious decision. I'm going to make this person happy at all costs. I'm going to make them happy.
So what happens when you do that and it's not reciprocated?
But it will be. That's how it was designed by God to do.
I read a quote, I think it was on my Twitter space, and it said, smile. This guy said, smile, and the world smiles back at you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed the people that speak to different people and they speak with a smile?
Mm-hmm.
Those people end up having more friends. People want to stop and help them change their flat because, hey, do we know each other? No, but I remember seeing you in the store before, and you always spoke with a smile. And we couldn't pass you up without sin if you needed some help.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's exactly what I was telling you. I promise you, if you will spend your time
mm-hmm.
passing happiness
mm-hmm.
to the other person,
mm-hmm.
every moment that you have that is filled with happiness will be well worth it.
Yes.
Because it's going to outweigh
yes.
the times that you were not happy.
Mm. You lack.
You know, it's one thing that I don't understand how we can live in a world and we can talk about Christ so freely, but we will not follow his guidelines. We will sing hallelujah. We will praise the Lord, hold up our hands and wave and shout the victory, but we will not obey the word of God. We don't trust it. We don't trust the word of God. And you know, I want to be happy. I'm so tired of being miserable. And God says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, I don't want to do that. I want to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
I like what you said just in love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know, people talk about the law of attraction. But basically, that's one a law that goes in operation. When you, whatever you hear about it comes out. Do you know happy people attract happy people?
Mm-hmm.
And miserable people attract miserable to each other.
Yeah.
Lack begets lack.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's your attitude, you wake up every day, you angry at the world, you mad, those are the kinds of people that you meet the minute you leave your home.
Exactly.
But when you get up with the right attitude, good morning everybody, you have you have an expression of your happiness and your joy, you come back home. I met the greatest individual.
Exactly.
Someone called me on
mm-hmm.
the phone. And I'm looking at you, Ross. Your friends, you have some of the most beautiful, awesome friends of integrity that I've met. You've introduced me to a lot of them, and it, to me, your friends are a reflection of you. That's the kind. That's the, when I first met you years ago in the real estate industry. You were the one that attracted people to the company. You're the one that closed the majority of the loans because the people felt the happiness. They felt something real about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it benefited that company, the firm that we worked at.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it brought us close together because my goal was at that time, I'm fed up with being around negative people. I want to meet people that are positive.
Mm-hmm.
And when I met you, that was before, right before I became Mr. Motivator. But it took me going in the traveling in that circle where I met people like yourself
mm-hmm.
that had an impact on my life.
Well, I thank God, And I thank God even more that impact was a positive impact.
Oh, yes.
So, and this is what we have to really, I get joy within myself from testimonies like that. When people tell me that you made a difference in my life, you made a positive impact, that gives me joy. And so that particular joy outweighs a lot of things that I've had to endure.
Yes.
That wasn't quite so nice or wasn't quite so uplifting. But it's things like that outweigh all that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I strive to continue. There's a song that was written. I can't think of the people who wrote it. Shirley Caesar recorded it. Several people have recorded it. But I love the one that Shirley Caesar recorded. And it's called Keep My Light in My Window.
Yeah.
That song to me depicts my life
mm-hmm.
and how I want it to be. You know, just like she says in that song, people say she's crazy for the things that, you know, the how she goes out of her way or whatever she does for people. But she says she's going to keep her light in the window. Only if I keep my light in my window for others to see, am I able to see.
Mm-hmm.
See, my light that I put on reflects back and shows me my path as well. And I don't think people actually realize that. They don't realize that you need to get happiness from within. That's why I said you got to know your purpose.
Yes.
See, I know what my purpose is. I know from whence I was called by God. I know what I was called for.
Yes.
So whatever little bad thing that I experience is outweighed by the things that God will use me to do in others' lives.
Yes.
I try to do something for somebody that I don't know at least once a week. And I try to do it because I want people to know there that God still is blessed people. He will bless you. So
I like that. You know, you shared something with me this morning
mm-hmm.
about doing something for someone every day.
You have to do something for somebody who you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just be led by God. It may be in the grocery store. It may be at a cafeteria. It may be at a restaurant. But there is somebody in there that you can bless. And not only will that blessing affect that person, it's going to let that person, hey, you know, that's got to be God. I don't know that lady.
Yes.
Why did that lady do this for me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hang around for, if I bless you, I'm not going to hang around for you and say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to bless, do it, and I'm leaving. Because I want you to not focus on me. I want you to say, I wonder why did she do that? You know, that had to be God.
Well, I like when you shared with me how this lady that purchased groceries, and she was short, and she was taking her groceries out of the bag off the counter
to make her money.
Yeah, so she could make her bill because she didn't have enough.
Yes.
And you picked up the tab for that young lady.
To God be the glory, because God
said awesome.
You pay the difference.
Yes.
And first I was like, who are you talking to? You know. But you learn to bless people. Now, you talk about happiness. I am ecstatic when I'm able to help somebody. I blessed a police officer the other day. I bought his lunch.
Wow.
He didn't expect me. He came in the place to eat. I paid for his lunch. I went on out the door. You know, he was like, he paid for lunch. I can't believe that, you know.
Yeah.
And all I say to people when I do that, just you do it for somebody.
Yes.
That's all I want you to do. You do it for somebody.
That's right. Do it not to get on TV or to announce to everyone what you did so you can pat yourself on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Do it in a way that, hey, you're gone. Yes. And they're not going to come to you and just get you out in front of everybody
mm-hmm.
and just, oh, you know.
No.
We got to get away from
that. That would be embarrassing to me.
Yes.
That's why I try to do it and hit the door before people realize what's happened.
Yes.
Because it would be so embarrassing for me to stand and, oh, thank you so much, thank you so much. Everything that we do is God in us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a reflection of God that's in us. And that is where I get my true happiness from. Oh, yeah, I want money where I can pay my bills on the first of every month.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I get to the point where I can pay them on the first of every month,
mm-hmm.
I have to do things to bless people,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing between the first and the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that they do, I have to be able to do that. So this is where you understand where true happiness actually comes from. You have to be to that point. True happiness is not in a car. It's not in a house. It's not in clothes. Because I promise you, we have people who have the money to buy any kind of car. They won't live in any kind of house they want to live in. And guess what? They're committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have joy. They are the saddest people in the whole wide world. So we have to learn that happiness has to come from within us. And happiness, you have to get to a point where you will allow happiness to move from being an object. It's got to get to a point where it's second nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something I want to do. I want to love and I want to bless somebody. And this is where we get to that point. Love, trust, bless. And once we do that, guess what's going to happen? You're going to find happiness comes like a flood. And that's all that's going to matter. So I want us to absolutely get to the point where we realize that true happiness is not beyond our reach. We can reach for it, but we have to understand what we're reaching for. What is your, what's your purpose? What is your motive? Why are we in the state we're in? You know, for us to understand. We have like 8 minutes before we come to the end of our show. Shows like this really, they're thought-provoking to me. They allow me to think of things that I can do to better myself or to be ecstatically happy and well-rounded individual. And in order to do that, we have to get to the point where, yes, I know who I am. I know why I'm called to be at this particular place at this particular time. So I'm not afraid. I'm not going to allow fear to enter into me just because I think about what could happen. Well, somebody may take advantage of me. I was at a place like that once in my life, and it lasted for quite a long time. And because of that fear, I've lost a lot of things that I should never have lost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will I have an opportunity to get those things back? I hope so. But I'm saying this. We have got to learn how to accept our purpose and allow ourselves to be happy and joyous that we will have the strength of the Lord on our side and move us into a positive direction. Because if you don't get happiness from within you,
mm-hmm.
then you're never going to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I promise you, you're not going to get it in things. You're not going to get it outside of yourself. It has to come from deep within you, and it has to be pushed up and grow inside of you based on my purpose. What did God call me? Why did he make me? And he made me to do a particular thing. And because I know this, then I can be content everywhere I go because I know that if this is not bringing what I think it should bring me, then this is not where I'm going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move and keep moving and keep moving and keep moving up, 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 and up. And so, you know, we just have to get to that point where we can understand that. If any of you listening out there, you want to drop me a note, send it to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. That's let's, L-E-T-S, without the apostrophe, L-E-T-S, talk truth, 333@yahoo.com. Send me a note, a letter, let your heart be out, do whatever it is you need to do, and we will be able to, we'll write you back. You can say what you want to say, agree with me, disagree with me. I'm going to love you anyway. And also, if you need to check out, I have a blog page that I put inspirational things on there all the time, and you can hear the broadcast as well, even after we've gone from a live setting. But send it to www.loyce.blogspot.com. If you will go onto there, you can we can, you can read everything, you can hear the broadcast, you can do whatever, and we just enjoy bringing it to you. Mr. Motivator has an announcement he wants to make for an upcoming event that he's going to be involved in. So I'd like for y'all to just take a minute while he shares that with you.
Thank you, Lois. Speaking of joy, speaking of laughter, if you haven't experienced Mr. Motivator, if you want to be around or experience a comedian who's very comical, I want to invite you to come and check me out. I will be in Garland, Texas, September the 21st, Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I will be performing stand-up comedy at GMDT Family Church, and the address is 316 South 9th Street, Garland, Texas. And the phone number there is 972-272-6640. And they will have a night of a celebration. And there will be me, of course, doing stand-up comedy. We're going to have gospel singers. There will be praise dancers and a lot of other entertainers. So if you are experiencing sadness in your life, come out and let Mr. Motivator get you to laughing so you can enjoy your life. Oh, thank you, Lois.
All right. Okay, now he just told you he's going to be at the GMBT Family Church that Saturday night, September 21st. It's going to start at 7 p.m. I believe it says a night of celebration, so I'm sure they're going to have, I don't know if they're going to have, they probably won't have food, huh?
I'm not sure, but they know that Mr. Motivator likes food, so I'm pretty sure there'll be something there.
So in addition to the comedy, they have gospel singers, praise dancers, worshipers, and just have a night of celebration with the Lord. So go out and check out Mr. Motivator, and you can find out if he's funny or not, if he takes a purse with some boiled eggs in it and some tomatoes. So if he's not funny, throw one at him. He'll get funny. He'll make you laugh one way or the other if he's dodging or whatever. No, I happen to know that he does make you laugh, you know, give you your money's worth in making you laugh. So go out and check him out. And also write us on our emails. And we just thank you for tuning in. Okay, and then you can also check me out on Twitter at Let's Talk Truth 333. So be sure and check us out on that. I post everything I do. I'm posted on Facebook. So check us out there and any place. We just try to offer you a little bit of insight. Get the old brains are moving in your head to just make it feel certain so we can be able to just enjoy our lives. As long as we're able to go from one broadcast to the other, we're still alive. And if we're still alive, we have a chance to better ourselves. So we're talking about experiencing true happiness. So if you haven't experienced true happiness up till tonight, then start tonight. First of all, find out your purpose and then move from there. Learn how to be content. Learn how to share joy. Put some joy in somebody else's life so it'll come back on you.
Yes.
And that's the most powerful thing in the world is when you do something good for somebody and you see somebody smile, then that just makes your little heart burst open. So, and I know a lot of you out there are still mean as a junkyard dog. Ain't going to get you nowhere. So you need to change your attitude. Try to make yourself look soft in the face and look more appealing, more accessible. And I promise you, you will not regret it. This is Let's Talk Truth. I am Lois Bullock. And guess what? I am loving you with the heart of God. So I will see you guys next week. Much love to you. Bye.